No bank balance, no place to stay, no job, and a family to take care of. It was a tough time. My mother was literally in tears.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Neeraj Khanna, a successful businessman and entrepreneur with over 25 years of experience across sectors such as telecom, aviation, IT BPO, and hospitality. Hello, Neeraj. Welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Most people have an expectation of the kind of work they will do and the companies they will do it at. However, we often find that expectations differ from reality. What's your take on this?
In 12th grade, that changed. I, along with some friends, applied for hotel management. It seemed fancier. I got into hotel management. I finished the college, joined Taj, and very soon realized that there is a huge difference between illusion and reality. Right, the hotel industry that I thought it was very different from what it really was. Great industry, but I wasn't enjoying it. And the kind of ambition I had was very different from what it was giving me. So soon enough, I started a small company of my own with a friend of mine in the travel and tourism sector. And as we were starting that company, we were excited. We said, okay, at 22, we are becoming entrepreneurs. It was a huge disaster. It was one of the biggest failures.
After facing a major setback with your first company, you must have found yourself quite jolted with disappointment. How did you gather the confidence to get back up and build a life for yourself through these tough times?
I started looking for jobs. And the first job I got was Modiluft. The airline industry in India was getting privatized. A lot of private airlines were coming. So they were looking for somebody from the services sector to come and run customer service. It's the first time that something hit me. I was competing with people who were engineers, MBAs, great college degrees, who were applying for the same jobs that I was. So when I got that offer from Modiluft, I thought life is made. This is the turning point which will now build my career. Well, life had its own plans. Luck wasn't on my side. The company failed. And the joint venture between the Modi Group and Lufthansa fell apart. And we had to look for another job. Well, I was lucky. I found another job. And again, it was a sunrise industry. The mobile telephony was coming into India. I got hired by SR Telecom, again, to run customer services for them. It was exciting. I thought, new industry, sunrise industry, life is made. But again, life had its own plans. This time, we were managing customer services, and one of the functions that used to report to me was the credit and risk management. So when somebody didn't pay their phone, we had a team that would disconnect their phone. And in those days, there were people who would not pay their phones and call you and threaten you to say, don't disconnect my phone. And when that guy is a big goon, then you take care of your life. I had a family. I had a small kid. So I was hiding in a friend's house in Lucknow that night. Next morning at 4 a.m., before it became day, we went to the station to Gomti Express, unreserved compartment, to go to Delhi, where again we didn't have a job. A low bank balance, no place to stay, no job, and a family to take care of. It was a tough time. In the next 3 months, I printed maybe 2,000 copies of my resume. I used to spend about 12 hours a day looking for a job. I don't think there was a recruitment consultant in Delhi that I did not go to. I don't think there is a company that I did not visit. So in about 3-4 months, I started getting some offers. And this time, I got an offer from a company which did really well, but at that time was just a a small startup from a big giant. So this is GE, and GE was getting into outsourcing, and GE made an offer to me and said, we want to outsource work from GE US to GE India, GE UK to GE India. Do you think you can do it? And I was desperate for a job, so I jumped in and I said, sure, I can do it. Well, a couple of things happened. One, that it's the first time I was working for an American company. I realized this pretty early in GE that most often I will not be the smartest guy in the room. I will almost never have the best degree in the room. But I can be the most hardworking guy every single time in every room. I decided I wanted to be the guy who will get things done. I decided I wanted to be the guy who can be trusted. The bosses should trust me, my clients should trust me, my team should trust me, because I will get things done. If I don't know something, I'll figure it out. If I face a challenge, I will put extra time. There were times when I spent days in the office. I just would not go back. When somebody said, this thing requires, this project plan requires 3 months, I decided I will do it in 3 weeks. Today, Genpact, a global giant in the outsourcing space, was a very small entity. And I gave it all I had. I got a lot of visibility, fame, power. People would call me and offer me jobs. Everything was going well. It was a phase where my family was finally happy. I was working for a company that was stable. There was never a worry, salary aayegi, nahi aayegi. There was never a worry, what kind of schools will my kids go to. Life was good. And I decided to quit. This time, the company wasn't shutting down. I quit by choice. I wanted to create a new entity. And so I quit GE and I went on to Mphasis, a company which we started from scratch, their BPO call center space, we started from scratch. It had nothing and we started from scratch. And that's what I was looking for. From this huge tech park in Gurgaon to this small second floor of a small building, with bad interiors, with dim lighting, almost looking like a nightclub. It was tough. In Mphasis, right from trying to get the first client, to growing it, to moving to a bigger office, to trying to convince capable people to become a manager, to convince somebody to become our HR head, to convince somebody to become our technology head, every single thing was a challenge. But the challenge excited me. And we kept going. And we reached a stage where we were hiring people from top colleges. We were hiring top talent. We became a big brand. And we became quite stable and successful. And again, it was time for me to quit. Did a few other big jobs. I was the CEO for a joint venture between ITC and a US-based company. I did that for a few years. I became the head of outsourcing for British Telecom. So British Telecom is the first time I managed a business over £1 billion with about 36, 37,000 people spread across different countries, spread across different vendors. It was an exciting operation to manage. It was also the first time that most of my direct reports were not Indians. Most of them were from absolutely top colleges in the world.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. It takes time to find success. But tell us, from your experience, what are the factors that help individuals achieve their goals?
In my journey, from a coffee boy to a CEO, from several spates of unemployment, being jobless because the company shut down or whatever reasons, to finding extreme success, I decided and retired from active corporate life at 45. With that, I know I have achieved freedom of choice. So the important factors are, you need to know that if you don't have a great degree, it's okay. You can bridge that gap with hard work. But it needs to be consistent. And it needs to be a lot of hard work. So you can't just say, okay, last week I worked hard, this week is okay. No, it needs to be consistent hard work. And it needs to be a lot of hard work. Second is, don't get complacent. Just because you found success, if you want to grow bigger, keep going. Find the opportunities. Create the opportunities. They're all around. Look for them. So don't get complacent. And third is, believe in yourself. Right? You will meet people. You will come across situations where there is somebody with a better degree. There is somebody who looks better. There is somebody with a richer background. There is somebody who has a bigger car. And those are great things. So you got to respect the guy for that. Give him the respect. But that does not mean you need to disrespect yourself. That does not mean you are less. We are all great. Somebody has a great degree and somebody has a great virtue of hard work and somebody has something else. We all have something. There is greatness in each one of us.
Not having a degree should not stop one from following their dreams. Because sometimes, having the degree doesn't guarantee a path without challenges, hardship or failure. What's your opinion on this?
Main meeting mein jata tha, and nobody would ask me, ki aapka college kaun sa hai? Right? People would ask me, ki aapka operation kaisa chal raha hai? People would ask me, how much money are you saving for the company? But nobody would ask me, what college are you from? If you have not been able to go, if you're 22 and your college was an average college in Delhi, Bombay, Bihar, Patna, wherever, it is fine. It is not going to be a barrier in your career. You will face challenges, but will you not face challenges if you're from Harvard? You will still face challenges. There'll be different challenges. Now there'll be different challenges. Stop worrying about things which are not in your control. If your college is done, it's out of the way. It's not in your control. Start focusing on what is in your control. And the one thing which is always in your control, which is not dependent on your family, which is not dependent on your father, which is not dependent on your mother, which is not dependent on how much money did you have in the house or what car did you have or if you had a car at all, is how much hard work do you put in.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.